slapped across the neck, and he flung himself flat while the tribe shrieked. The rock struck Piggy a glancing blow from chin to knee. The conch exploded into 1,000 white fragments and ceased to exist. Piggy, saying nothing, with no time for even a grunt, traveled through the air sideways from the rock, turning over as he went. The rock bounded twice and was lost in the forest. Piggy fell 40 feet and landed on his back across the square red rock in the sea. His head opened, and stuff came out and turned red. Piggy's arms and legs twitched a bit, like a pig's after it has been killed. Then the sea breathed again in a long, slow sigh. The water boiled white and pink over the rock, and when it went, sucking back again, the body of Piggy was gone.
This is chilling. First Simon, now Piggy. As Ralph suspected, the meeting with Jack and his tribe did not go well. When Piggy tried to talk sense into the tribe, that kid Roger began dropping rocks on him from high up on the cliff. Then he used a lever to lift a huge rock and send it flying down the cliff toward Piggy, knocking Piggy 40 feet down into the ocean where he landed on a rock. Piggy died hanging onto the conch till almost the last second. The conch is described as a talisman, which means something that is magic to the person who owns it. Piggy really believed the conch gave him power, and for a while it worked. Now in a second, thanks to Roger, it's shattered, and Piggy is dead. This is really disgusting, but I couldn't help but notice that the author makes a point of describing how Piggy's head cracked open and his brains came out. It was kind of as though when that happened, all the brains and reason and common sense on the island just spilled into the ocean, destroyed by Roger and his rock. Let's find out what's going to happen to Ralph. Read after the first big paragraph on page 181, where it says, "This time the silence was complete."
This time the silence was complete. Ralph's lips formed a word, but no sound came. Suddenly Jack bounded out from the tribe and began screaming wildly.
"See, see, that's what you'll get. I meant that. There isn't a tribe for you anymore. The conch is gone."
He ran forward, stooping.
"I'm chief."
Viciously, with full intention, he hurled his spear at Ralph. The point tore the skin and flesh over Ralph's ribs, then sheared off and fell in the water. Ralph stumbled, feeling not pain, but panic, and the tribe, screaming now like the chief, began to advance. Another spear, a bent one that would not fly straight, went past his face, and one fell from on high where Roger was. The twins lay hidden behind the tribe, and the anonymous devil's faces swarmed across the neck. Ralph turned and ran. A great noise as of seagulls rose behind him. He obeyed an instinct that he did not know he possessed and swerved over the open space so that the spears went wide. He saw the headless body of the sow and jumped in time. Then he was crashing through foliage and small boughs and was hidden by the forest. The chief stopped by the pig, turned, and held up his hands.